Zijn ze nu op stap om verhaal van Vins boek aan de prijzer. Maar de prijzer nu gaan passen voor hey, dat is de geld van de veiler en de cash heb je recht dat ik neem onder de afloop. Wij maken een afweer. Maar je kent niet een veiler. Either you have to give it to a care or sell it to a guy. So the Machlok is for a mayor and a Yehuda. The mayor learns that whether a care or a guy, either one, you can have it as sino or mechira, either give it him or sell it to him. So why does the Pasuk say I? Why? So it says the Kamatayu the Dinah of Lahatim and Sinu Nagar and Mechila Nafri. Kamatayu is a Chiyah to Matim, to give first a Matana to a Gera, to get patient before you sell it to a guy. That's a mayor. The Yehuda, he learns, no, really, the Ayyus Kamatayu is the Vog Kiksava. They have a Chiyah to give it to a Gera and not to sell it to a Gera, or to sell it to a guy and not give it a Matana. And how do you know the idiom of Kedima? He said, let's not cross Svaru. I don't mean the Pasuk, it's Pasuk to Svaru. Why can a Ger have a mitzvah lach Yosei? A Goy does not have a mitzvah lach Yosei. You have no mitzvah of a Goy to give him a parnasin. Therefore, a lot of you should have given Matana first to a Ger before you sell it to a Goy. So it comes out, Tzayim May and Tzayim Rav Yehuda both agree there's an idiom of Kedima in selling it to, of giving a Matana to a Ger before selling it to a Goy. So the Shonim is Kekasha. This Pasuk. What does this mean? That means if you want to sell something, you want to take a chayfetz, you have a pen, you want to sell it to a baal for goy. You can't sell it to a goy, you have to give it as matana to a ger, to get toisha. You only find that by Yisrael. You know, if I want, I can sell something to a goy. Why don't you have a chiv to give matana to Yisrael? How can you ever sell anything to a goy? Before I have a chiv, I have this lach yosef by Yisrael, and I should have to give a matana to a Yisrael before I give it to a goy. So the Rishonim have basically three tirutz. One teretz is what the Tosfos Rosh Hashanah says, also Tosfos Rosh Hashanah says, that the dafka over here, when you have two tanoim, you have two kolim, that's when you say you have a chiyuv nesino matana before you have a chiyuv of selling something to a goy. What's the klal? Either a person will ask me something like the veil that's double wood, seeing in those times there are not too many going around, and selling an veil wasn't worth too much money. So for me it's a double mort, and the guarantee that received it, for him it's a double rupa. For him it's worth just as much as kosher meat is worth. Same price. So if me it's worth a little bit, and him it's worth a lot, I have a chiyuv to give it to him as matana and not to sell it. The svara is kosher. If it's worth me a dollar and him to worth a dollar, so what, I can't sell it, I have to give it to him as matana? Why give that to me? Let me get the profits. But me it's worth a dollar, him it's worth $100. So it's Pasha vicious not to give it to him as matana. Before I should give it to him as matana to the Ger, and not sell to go for a dollar. It's Pasha, it's not the right thing to do. That's one teretz. Another teretz is what the Tosfos Ben Peretz over here says in Moran Palava. I say you need one tonight, one condition. Only if it's Dava Mu'ud, if it's Dava Mu'ud, in Echaname, you have to give it to the Ger before a Goy. If since it doesn't have too much value, you have to give it to a Ger. Pasha's these two duots are two separate duots. What's time was there? One teretz, we'll call the two separate tools. The third teretz is what the Tosfos Ben Peretz over here, or the Tosfos Rosh over here says, is that really we're going according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Meir, that there's an Indian Mechira and a Sina, Saita Ger, Saita Goy. So when you say Mechira, there's an Indian to be mapped first to a Goy before Ger, to Ger before a Goy. The Indian, if you have a choice to sell to Yisrael or sell to a Ger, sell to a Ger, sell to a Goy, you have to sell to a Ger Toshin first. Or you have a chiyuv to give it to a ger, or to give it to a guy, you have a chiyuv to give it to a ger first. The only time we're saying the chiyuv, dima is mechira versus mechira, mesina versus mesina. If a guy wants to buy it, or a ger wants it as matana, you can sell it to a guy. And this is more than the lashon of mesina before mechira, just going the lashon of pasuk. That's Rav Meir. And if Yehuda, he's going only the shita meir, the dacha, according to what he holds. If not, he holds the Israelian of kedima. That's three different shitas. The Ger to us, that this is the Kabbalah of the Ger going before a Goy. So the Ach for the same din will apply for Yisrael going before a Goy. Meaning, in each Teretz, if you learn the Moshul, if something is done more to me and something is worth a lot for him, for the Chiyuv Nesina to give to the Yisrael also. With Avinezer and Tshuva has a case where he says, Petach Amar, if I can't be pointed, if the Chiyuv is, I have to break its neck. So for the Kohen it's worth a lot, for me it's worth a little bit. So he said before this dinner, Kotzak Gemara, said that a chiyuv to give it to a Goy, to a Kohen, I have no right to break its neck. Or the other sheet is double more, I have a chiyuv to, the sheet hold that one time double more, before you sold it before a Goy. Or the sheet is on Mechira versus Mechira, who didn't? Goy wants to buy it for one price, if someone wants to buy it for another price, also you sold those first. That's when there's a Ramon Shuba. The Ramon Shuba in Simon Yud. There's a nice Shahoyu, the Maravi Padova. He printed a new Rambam. He printed new Rambam. So he took the old Rambam, the old Tfosin, and without mistakes, he fixed them before the Franklin came out, 400 years ago. He corrected all the mistakes that there were, all the Tfosin, Maravi Padova, the early Akbar. And he says, God has given us come with him, he said there's no more mistakes left in the Rambam. No mistakes, I know what Frankel did, if he says no more mistakes left. But no more mistakes. And he printed it, and he went to his home, so they sold it. And afterwards, a guy went, and he printed the old Rambams, and it was much cheaper. And he also was selling in his stores. So Shalom went to Ramah, which Rambam should you buy? The new ones from the Rambam Padma, or the one the guy printed, the old prints? Which Rambam, the new prints, the old prints? Which print should you buy? So he has 4 years scientists, and you have to buy the new ones. And each one's negator. 4 years scientists, why do you have to buy the new Rambams? One reason is that Sabbath school, not negator. We're not going to battle what together, but he came first. It's his city, that's Sabbath school. The second reason is, God's ignoring Supas, and that the test of obeys. Noah says, it's also la hashos, save Torah, and the hukum to face. You're not allowed to save Torah that's not correct in your house more than Shloshim Yoy. You're not allowed to. And it goes to Maimini in Perek Dal and Sefer Torah, and it goes to Oshio over there, says, put in all Svarim, you're not allowed to have in your house if they have mistakes in it. Why? Because you can read the Sefer, and you're passing Shloim Halacha. That's how there are more Paschim than Simon Rish, Ayin Tes, Sif Aleph, that you're not allowed to have any Sefer in your house that has mistakes in it. You're not allowed to. And the Goyim over there says, when you're in your Sefer, any Paschim, Gemara, Paschim, you're not allowed to have mistakes in it. Therefore, says the Rambam, you want to know which Rambam to buy? You have to buy the new Rambams. The new Rambams have no mistakes. Now then, the old Rambams you have to even get rid of, because they have mistakes, and now have them in your house.
So cool. Well, the old Rambam
came out. Why? If you know the mistakes, if you correct the mistakes, you have to correct them. You now have things that have mistakes in your house, and you have to correct them.
What's that? Did I have
So, first, the old Rambam, you have to know how much... If the Frankel corrected just by recording this, or print it in different gear sites, like, I don't know, Elechnam, you can have the old Rambam, yeah. You correct the things in the Gael, not in the Maisa, before Elechnam, you're not allowed, you have to buy the new Rambams. You have to. Again, we said last week, with the Issa of you're not allowed to give, can you have the carpenter Goy, you can't sell Goy, Eretz Yisrael. So we know, Shmita this year, with the Rabbanut, the Sermon, and the Hetim Mechiru. What's the Shmita from? So Rav Kook says, he's Sermon on the Bach. The Torah says in the Siman Reish when testing the Poshim Mishpat that an Akum or even with the Zohar you can't have, you have an Isalos Sefani. So the Bach says why did the Torah say only an Akum? The time is because Dafka even with the Zohar there is Isalos Sefani, but Yishma'elim and not even with the Zohar there is no Isalos Sefani. Therefore, Rav Kook says the Shasat Chach we serve on this path. Look at the New Torahs. There's a couple more lines added in. Zoch the Bach. The reason why the Torah only says Akum, not Goyim, because the Malchus will make him. The Malchus change it. The Goyim change it. And really, that's the real gift is a Goyim. And Echlami, you're kidding yourself to a Goyim, even if it's sold, even if not even the Lord is our. So what do you even do? You say about Baptist, that's the Torah, that's true. And so if you have, which Torahs to buy, the old Torahs and the new Torahs, you have to buy the new Torahs. The old Torahs have a mistake. Or, go to the old ones. And if you have an old Torah in your house, before you have a key, you have to go to the old ones and say, I have the new ones. You have to say. You have a key to correct any mistakes you have in any safer, any Torah, any Rambam. So that's one reason why you have to buy the new Rambams. And again, to get all our Svarim, I mean, all these, the current Hansi, new Svarim, or the Kuhn, the Mishnah Brewers, then again, a lot of the Mice, and if not, you have to buy the new ones. You have no right to buy the old ones. It's also to buy the old ones. Or you have to fix the old ones. The second reason, so we have two reasons why you have to buy the new Rambams. You want that stuff at school, and the second reason is anything with mistakes, you can have. The third reason is, he quotes a pasuk in Bahar. It says in Bahar, "Vechi simchu minchel ha-misecha, ha-ikonim yad ha-misecha, al-soni ish es-ha-mi-es-ha-kid." When the pasuk says, when you sell, you have to sell to ha-misoi, when you buy, you have to buy to ha-misoi. So crash in the pasuk, quoting a Sifri, which I was finding. How do you know, when I'm chatting with Moicha, look at Moicha, el ha-misecha, how do you know when you sell, you should have to sell to yourself. I'm learning from you simply coming from Lamisefa. If a guy comes to buy something from you, and he still comes to buy something from you, you have a chiv to sell to yourself before a guy. Go up in the Sefigon further on. When I'm trying to coin a loite a coin a elmiad misefa, how do you know when you buy something, you have to buy something from Lamisefa from Yisrael? Same thing, I'm learning about oikon miad misefa. So if you want to buy, you have a Jewish store in front of you or a Goyish store in front of you, you have a Kiel, it's a Pasuk in the Torah that you have to buy from a Jewish store over a Goyish store. The Toshmim over there in the Pasuk says, this Inyan of Amisekho is only talked about Bismanim, the Oyvid and Lidim, the Oyvid and Zara. Only in those times, the Oyvid and Zara, they were barbaric, they had no rules and regulations, they held might was right. They're not Nichol Namisekho. But anyone who has Dinim and Mishpatim, you have the constitution, you have the laws and regulations, and you follow judgment, they are Nichol Namisekho. Going to Kabbalah says, Goyim is man as they are Nichol Namisekho. You have no need to buy from your soul over a Goy. There's no need to buy from your soul over a Goy. And that's why it's not brought down to the Rambam, the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, because Goy is Nichol Namisekho. Judge Woman, on the Pasuk, I speak him up. It comes out, you want to hold like this Torah to me, you want to buy from Goy as equal as from a Jew. Before you have Isla Shara Dereisa on the Goy also. Plus said, listen to the Torah of Amecha. You can't say Lashon Hara on Amecha. Go and touch me, but it's never on Amecha. But go and touch me. You have an Issa Dereisa, say Lashon Hara on a Goy. So I once wrote this to one of these Kovitzes. So they called me up and told me this Torah to me was Mizuyev. It's a forgery. Not true. But even though this Torah to me was written in three different places, one's in Shmoyis, you write in Baruch, Kovitz and Lashon Hara. I wrote it to them. But before I found out to me, it was Issa Dereisa, say Lashon Hara on a Goy. So they told me, the Torah to me was a mistake, call me up, told me it's a mezuzah, it's poetry. No, it's very long, very hard to say it's a poetry, it's married. So I found after the smart said the same thing in the same pasuk. The word Amisekho, at least in this pasuk, he says, if that was someone who's b'nei yishuv b'derech eretz, anyone who's b'nei yishuv b'derech eretz, lif Amisekho, it's not b'nei yishuv b'derech eretz, it's not lif Amisekho. So come back, call the smart, call the Torah to me, but you don't keep the fight for yourself over good. Alright, how's it going? What? I don't know if I did. Yeah, also have to buy from Israel. You still 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 have to first in buying and selling. Because Chaim is going after Oyvind and Lilith with Manazer 100 years ago. And he obviously holds no fill between our Goyim or any other Goyim. He says, a blanket across the board, you still have to buy Goyim. Well, who do you know? There are more than 1500s, late 1500s. He also is writing this tshuva in here. Before they know Oyvind Avodah Zarah anymore. Before he's not going like the Sman, not like the Torah to Mila. And he says you have a chiyuv to buy the new Rambams. Why? Because the Yid printed it. Mashiach gave the old Rambams, the Goy printed it. You have a chiyuv to buy from Yisrael over a Goy. Says the Ramah further. I maybe tell me, no, there's a difference. Maybe the only time a Yisrael goes ahead of a Goy is when you have to buy, is when, let's say, the Goy sells it for a dollar. And Yisrael sells it for a dollar. You have to buy from Yisrael to the equal price. And let's say, the Goy is selling it for 90 cents, the Israel is selling it for a dollar. You have to buy from Israel, of course your money is a hesed over there. Who says you have to buy from Israel? So he says, if you arrive tomorrow in Ezenesha, in the Ein Aleph, ignore their sense. There's a pasuk in Mishpatim, in Ketel Talmud, as Ami, as Oni in Imach. You have a chiyuv to go lend money to Israel. Gemara says, Ami Benofri, Ami Koydim. The Jew or a Yid, who you have to lend first, Israel is first. Dr. Mark Pshita, of course the Jews first. What's the avenue? The more answers, you might think, since a Goy you can lend Beribis, and Yisrael you cannot lend Beribis, then you might think you have a right to go lend to a Goy first. Mashmalon, no, you have to lend to Yisrael first. Says Ramal, you see over there, you're losing out. But still Yisrael goes first. Who did? By buying or selling. If one store is more expensive, you still have to buy from Yisrael over a Goy. Says Ramal, no, let's be Mechalik. Buy Beribis, you're just not getting a Rebach. Mashiach, you bought it for selling, you're losing it to spend more money. So it says, Ramon, right, out tomorrow. How secure? Even like more down in Sotham. It says that you have by Ger, you have a chiyuv to give a Ger matanah over selling it to a Goy. You're losing over there. What? You have to give a matanah of a dollar, sell something to a Goy for a dollar. I didn't say that. It says, Ramon, we see clearly, in the Nehesed, the sword goes first. That's his right. So it comes out. Therefore you have a chiyuv to go buy the Rambam part of his safer, even though it's lost in his Moisel Kray, even though the Rambam part of his Rambam is more expensive, costs more money. You have a chiyuv to go buy the Rambam part of his Rambam more than the Gaon's Rambam. How much is Meisel Tvei? How much cheaper? So there are a couple of sheets in the Rishayim. How much the Tashas Rambam is? No matter how much expensive the Yisrael is more than the Goy, you have a key to buy from Yisrael over Goy. No matter how much more. That's the Dain Weiss and Shu and Tele Gimel, the Simu Kup Fates, or the Kakri Leib 200 years ago, also write the Ramah, the Simu Kup Lam Tess, the Post of Mishpat. But no matter how much more Yisrael is more than the Goy, Yisrael, you have to go buy it more. He was double the price, triple the price, you have to buy it from Yisrael over a Goy. Well, so we have Shabbat, right? But how does Chofetz Chaim pass it? Chofetz Chaim says no. Chofetz Chaim reviews Halacha down. He says, "Afilu imaknami moisev ma'at yishlam me'alika." Even if it's a little bit more than the Mecca, then still you should buy from Israel. Only ma'at. And where's his makor? He says, "Well, I get it from the Tshuva Sarmah. Same Tshuva Sarmah." Well, the Pasha says, "The Rambam comparing our sugya to the sugya in." But to the India buying from Yisrael over Goy, just like an Alice Sugya is after Hefsimut, who didn't Yisrael over Goy, Hefsimut. Where he's not with, like Yisrael over here, he asks his Pasha about a Hefsimut, but you don't have to. So Chofetz Chaim also sort of Pashas their law is only talking about a Hefsimut. Echanami, only a Hefsimut and not a Hefsimut. So what is a Hefsimut? So the price of Rav Shava said the Hefsimut is a Shlish, a third of it, the Simul Kup and Gimel. Or others, Minchas Yitzchak, they held Gimel Simul Kup of Tess, brings down the Shtus, a sixth, like I know. Ben Moshe and Mitzvah Sitzchak also brought them down, maybe it's a Pruta. But the Pashas, it seems to be, in the Pesach Kofeshin, in the Havah, Perk Alf, Arim, and Gimel, or Ben Moshe, in the day, just like by Issa Vahetu, the Gedu is, by Hefz move you can make, or what's Hefz move, but the Pashas seem to say, it depends, every person you have to judge, is the Ali, is an Hashem, what the case is, how much it is, every case, the loss of the Ben Moshe, make the Havid, your heart has to understand, certain times, the thing being ripped off, like if it's a store to buy for $1, in another place $2, he's ripping me off. Double the price. In another place a car for $10,000, or $10,001, he's not ripping me off. You understand? That's more, that's a little bit. You have to judge each case and each person how he's holding in his matzav of what mood is. Again, if I'm trying to pass it, you have received buy for your soul over, right? And the oi is only a mood, and not like the pasuk that I know, which is even a half to move on. The Gemara, well, the camel, that book, Yudal Gemara, the Gemara says that when two Yidden are on the same land, and they're boundaries to each other, the neighbors, and one Yid wants to sell his character, he sells it to a Goy, Mishamkinolay, we put him in Khairi. So Tosfos over there, that's only when Yisrael wants to buy, just like a Goy, the same price. However, if Yisrael is cheaper, if Rami, you have a right to go sell it to Goy, and you're not Mishamkin away. If Rami, you can go sell it to Goy. That's the Rosh Paskins. That's how Paskin and Shulchan Aruch and Chosh Mishpat Simin Kuf Ayin Aleph. Kuf Ayin Pei is the Kuf Mem. Sif Mem. That's how Paskin, if Rami, there is no Indian by you. Dvei Metron, someone on the boundaries, if it's a little bit less to Goy, you don't have to sell it to the Goy. You don't sell to Yid, you sell it to the Goy. So Paskin ask. Before it's still, we just said when you have a choice to sell to Yid or to a Goy, you have a key to go sell to Yid over a Goy, even if of course you have some more. And yet by character, Plato says, in the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, only if you sell the Goy equal, with a little bit less, go sell to Goy. You're not a Shamkinolay. So in the Lamb of the Chokinolay says, that's the reason why you don't pass on a piece of free, you won't buy from a Goy over Yisrael. But the Chokstan is his cash, the Chokstan is in the Sima Chesed, the Goy Bates. The answer is, Yishmoimu ain't a chanami, the chiyin ain't a love. There is no chiyin to go by a goy over yid. Ava mitzvah yeshalom. This whole din of Yisrael over goy is a mitzvah. There's no chiyin. It's a mitzvah ba'alma. You don't have to, but you should. It's a mitzvah. Then it comes out of Allah, from time he holds the Indian that you have to buy Yisrael over goy. It's a mitzvah and it's all the government more. It's only a mitzvah, it's not a chiyin. It seemed in the 1930s, there was the Histadrut. Even now they have the Histadrut, the unions over here. They go on strike every once in a while for the garbage, the airplanes, whatever the Histadrut, they go on strike. So in the 30s, 1934, 1935, they went on strike also in the Israel unions. Why? They hire only Jewish workers and not hire Jewish workers. It seems that the Jews went on strike, the Kutz Yisrael also went on strike. So the shadow was, what they did, is it correct? They keep on striking when they shouldn't strike anymore. So the Chonon, the Kovitz Mamorim Ubagodis, the new Kovitz Mamorims, the new ones, the black ones, page Kuflam and Gimel onwards, there's a couple of Chubas about this. So first, it's true just like we see the Indian being suddenly buying from a goy over to or a yid, you had to go and buy from the yid first. You sell the yid first, put it by a poll, by a worker, you have a fee to get it, you sell over a goy. You have to go higher, you sell over a goy. You need one to paint your house, you have to get it, you sell over a goy. That's true. Second, it's true, even if it's a double board, even the goy, the Arabs are cheaper, and the Israel are more expensive, and if not, you have to buy higher Israel. However, this whole thing, he says, only a mitzvah alma is not a fear. Same like the false time. It's a mitzvah, it's not a fear. So if so, you have no right to go on strike. To go on strike, to force someone else to do something that's not a fear, you can't do that. You have a contract, you have to go work. And to go on strike is only something that the mechuyev to do. But the highest Yisraelim is only a mitzvah alma, it's not a fear. Eina chanami, you now go on strike, and tell them to his statute, you need to go back to work.
You shouldn't go back to work.
They want them to hire only Jews and not going this type of Jews then. Only Jews, Al Salah says, you're right, Jews go first. End of the Lord. You have no idea what strike, it's a bit of an Alma Sanakir.
What about better service? Eric Lemon was a pain
for who should go on strike? I'm talking about the workers and then
the no, I'm saying go ahead and say Mr. to hire you. The Arab can pay my
help. So if you want to save the skiers, he says no you don't have to. They said, follow Yechon, but maybe you have to judge him, how much is more. Maybe different have some more. If it's a little bit better, have some more, maybe you have to. It's not the same as says, no, I'm not sure why.
It's how you want.
No, it's a little bit different. Yeah, have some more. No, how much? If it's more, you know, it's a girl's mom, you know, the wife, she, it's a different color job. But if not, it's a whole life, it's a livelihood depends on it. But most of us, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there, we don't care.
Fine.
So, that's. And that, so the Chol Chaim and his in the Talmud before passing this way also for the great Eretz Yisrael. The Moran Shik in the Chol Mishpat Simon Laman Aleph, he says this whole idiom of buying from a goy first, or buying for yourself first, selling to yourself first, that's that for if it's not your pen also. Meaning, you want to go buy a pen, you buy it for cheaper, more expensive, go buy it more expensive by Yisrael. However, if let's say you are a merchant, and you are the middle guy, you buy from the wholesaler and sell to the retailer, and your whole parnosa is the difference between the wholesaler and the retailer, then it says the Maram Sheikh, there is no meaning of go buy from the wholesaler, which is a guy, which is you sell if it's more expensive. Because you go first, it's mamash your parnosa. And that's also how the Piskei Choshen, Avloi Paskins, in Halva, Perek Aleph, Arab and Gimel. So the Maisa that we see from this Mechon, the Torah becomes arguing. Mechon is talking about the Istatut, about union. What those unions are? I, let's say, own a company, and you're striking for me. Why do I hire workers go to work? I'm doing them a favor. I'm doing it because I want to make money out of it. But the cheaper I hire them, the more money I make. So the fact that the Mechon is saying over here that they have, that in economy they have a right, that you should buy, you sell over a guy. So we see that this union, even a merchant, even a tagger, in economy applies, it counts from hiring you sell over a guy. Also, the Chol Chaim seems to say in the end of the paragraph, Allah, he says, this thing of Kedima goes al eizah shum toy v'acheres. It applies to any case. The big down the Chalik of Chiyi, Sintra Mutba, Misafah, anything. Also, in Chalik Beis, the paragraph of Allah, he says, the big down this thing that when you want to buy a hire a worker, he said, the pile, that's the case. Also, he says he sold those over a guy, he says for traveling, he said, for example, being lost buggy, we get asking a taxi, he should hire you, he sold over an Arab. Well, any pearl that he saw goes first.
So, stop the cat.
So, most people are Arabs anyway, say, go on. No, if it's wasting your time, yeah, look. If he is another Jew, one right behind, so, time to go on. But if it's, it could be wasting your time, it depends how important it is. I mean, if all of them have some room, but they don't need to go first. So, it comes out again, we have a lot of nothing called time. Is that before this didn't be sold goes over goes before goes in all cases, whether it's time or whether it's not, but that will have a mood and the mitzvah is not a chiyuv. He also ends off and it's a family base to other rules that stop if let's say the price is between 18 and 22. So if he sells in that price, you have to keep the buy from him. But let's say Yisrael raises the price to 25, but he knows you have to buy from Yisrael over a guy. So no, therefore I'm Yisrael to go first. But vice versa, if you want to buy from Yisrael or you want to sell Yisrael a guy, and Yisrael himself makes it less than what the value in the market is, in economy of no Yisrael to go to Yisrael over a guy. But this thing, Maisa, we gave to us in a lot of cases, which we said about Shaprite. This thing of Amecha. is that negated to people who are not Torah mitzvahs, who are not religious. So some sefer and Shubin in the Kuf Lama Dalit, he says that this din is only people who are Torah mitzvahs, who are datin, who are religious. People who aren't, who are not nifl and amistakal. And that's how also the Rabbi Shalom and Kuflam Gimel says, and that's what the Chalal also says, all the reason why you can't strike in the Histat Ruot, because you're going to be machpelation only higher Jews. But they're going to be higher Jews and not religious also. And they're going to be higher Jews and not religious also, that's not nifl and amistakal. They don't go before an Arab. They're just as good as an Arab. Only religious people go before an Arab. That's the other reason why the Chalal says you can't go on strike in the Histat Ruot, because you're getting nothing out of it, you're not being machped on amistakal. That also the Chassidus, by Moshe or Paskin, so it comes down. There's one by from either Shaprite or I don't know if they're religious or not. I know like Wolbaum, Julio Wolbaum used to not be, he wasn't religious, even though he thought now that, oh my God, well, go buy from Wolbaum or your local Makolet or local store, who is, even if it's more expensive, you have a mitzvah to go buy from a local store. But who did? Again, you can go to either top of the world or the Chinese. The Chinese might do a little bit better job, which you don't really care, and a little more cheaper. But top of the world, owned by Jews, religious people. But who are you? Here to go give it to top of the world. Not here, they have a mitzvah at least. They give it to top of the world over a non-religious, or even over a goy. You wouldn't mind any work or do any job for you. For anything you want on your house, you have to give your soul over a goy. That's what I'm saying. You have to buy the Chubis Ramon. Over the Chumash, the new Rambams, over the old Rambams, because we're already part of the print of it. So what is Hefsimut? What is Hefsimut? It depends. Josh, is it good?
Hefsimut
and Shepherd. How much is Hefsimut? It doesn't bother you. It doesn't really bother you. If what's in the store is next door to you, or Chambers is away, so you go next door. Just both of them are away. It's not really a hefset. You just tirfa not nifl and hefset. The Rambam Shik says tirfa is not a get of hefset. Tirfa is nifl and nifl. That's the price.
You
need one shirt. You have to know every case. I look at each shirt by itself, or any worker, $1 make a difference, but it works for you $100, $100. You have a key to buy your heart. You have a key to.
I mean, when I
have some money.
One mind. This is more important than the on the.
So you have to.
In fact, the workers are the one I don't buy them, but put them in the job.
People there aren't going to lose. You're not going to make a difference. Actually, you have a key to buy. Whoever's making the profits you sell, not the
owner.
What? The owner. The owner is the one making profits. If not, maybe if the thing's on the stock market, maybe you have to buy from that company more than the thing not in the stock market. Stock market's plus great. You didn't have it. Not sure. Another thing, so we see again, we have here the bailoff, the gear goes over a guy, or Mechir, you sold it over a guy, but the Metzor, also you sold it over a guy. It's a mitzvah, not a fear. A fourth thing that we mentioned before was Rivis, also you sold it over a guy. That where Mar says, Pshita, if it's both Mechir and Mupash, you sold it before a guy. However, if it costs you money, you sold it over a guy, and that's you need the pasuk. Back to Mizrahi, the Re'im, the Chumash Mishpatim, why do you need a pasuk by Ribbis to come and teach you that Yisrael you have to lend for free over a goy that costs you money? The Gemara over here, the Gemara Pesachim says, a ger goes over a goy even though it costs you money. So why did a pasuk by Ribbis you should not from ger? You're like, a ger Yisrael, a ger goes first, who Yisrael goes first? Why need a pasuk? And Mizrahi, that's Sorachim, he has no answer. So one terrace, they bring down Gilz Esther and Shoyer Shvav. The last title of Peter Rambam, the whole lending to a guy is a mitzvah. The mitzvah to lend to a guy. Meaning, for example, let's say you have money, and you're putting in the bank, you have kavanah. The kind of mitzvah of lending money to a guy, you're getting ribbis out of it, getting money back. So when you give it to them, you should have kavanah, the kind of mitzvah of the Rambam. So since you have a mitzvah to give it to a guy and get ribbis back, therefore, that's a chiddush. And over there, still, Yisrael v'nachu Yisrael koydim hiyam. You should go let it him over a guy. Again, there is no mitzvah. Maybe kill enough from Yerim. This you have to also get money in your house before you have money in your house. I don't think I'll move it around. You have to before give it to the bank, charge them interest. Get rid of it. But that's not really Rambam holds it's a mitzvah. We hold it as not a mitzvah. Pashas, right? Well, how do you answer? Why do we not from Gerim? So the place can bring down two Jerusalem. Either like the Riva, the Rishon answers, he's a place of some Polish on the Shpatim. He says, that only over here is talking about a Hefsimur. It's only a little over here, like we're showing over here, say. Even the Hefsimur, still you have to lend to Yisrael, even though you lose out a lot of money out of it. Another Teretz is that the Moral says in the Pasuk, and the Shah Mishpah and others, that over here is talking about an Ani, the Bitzel Afiyosh is talking about an Ani. Asher Enkein, but we have to talk about even an Asher. So it's time, how's he passing? You can be on both tools and pass it both ways. We don't need to, when you have to go, rather you have to lend to a Goy, or lend to Yisrael over a Goy. We don't, Yesh Oikim, some say, even by a Rebbe Mubo, even cost you a lot of money, and some say, he says, even by a Rebbe, or that by Rebbe Mubo. And he ends up, and what, he ends up, and that's what's matched with the Chubus Amor, similar. In the out Chubus Amor. What's the right of the Mubo? The like, appears all three cases together, and the Hefsi Mubo of Mechila, to witness, and the case of, and all these cases that have some more to get, and they're looking at each other, who are doing. Also, the end of letting rivers to a Goy over a Ger is only when it's, over a Goy is only when they have some more. Nice if someone comes to Israel to borrow money from you, and you, let's say, have money in the bank. What's the answer not to give it to him? You sold it over a Goy. So, Pasha, what you have to say is, once you already lent it to the Goy, you already put it in the bank, they go take out the bank, give it to him, you already lent it. No one shall, they both came across you, who do you have to give it to? But to take it away, I don't know if you have to take it away from the Goy and to give it to Israel. Well, another thing is, some people who, let's say, that money in the market or whatever, also a way of lending money, if that's a panosa, the Palestine says, some people that have your panosa, they don't need to lend to yourself, first. Because if your panosa a little... So in Kitzur we have four different cases that we see that you have to go buy from, you have to go give to yourself first, either by ribbis, you have to go lend them before, even though you lose money not lending to a goy, or by buying, you have to buy from yourself over goy, even by have some wood, it's a mitzvah, or the metro, also a boundary, you have to go sell to yourself over a goy. And the bailer is the dinner, you have to give to Gatoish, even though you lose a little bit out from a goy. Back then was. In one way he said three yesodos. He had three yesodos why you have to buy the new Rambams over the old Rambams. Again, one was the subject bull, one you sell over a guy, and one is I can have someone who's in the token, something that can look at the bites. A fourth reason he says, brings down the Gemara of Abbasim and that of Babes, the Gemara said of Dimi Min Ardoi, he came with Gregus, the Sfino, he came to, and they went, and they said, the Rish Musa sent him over to go check him out, and he's Talmud Chacham. And as Rashi explained them there, they want to see if he's a Talmud Chacham, then they'll announce in the shuk that he's a Talmud Chacham, and everyone else can sell, and only the Talmud Chacham can sell. He goes first, no one else can sell except the Talmud Chacham. That's why Paskin, Chayshu Mishpat, the Simon Kuf, and Nevov, said, hey, the Amor, the Torah, this says, that if you want, if the Talmud Chacham comes, you have a chiyuv to buy from the Talmud Chacham over any other Yisrael.
Let's say the same thing Goyim are selling. If it was because I have said to other Yidim, because the Goyim are going to go sell their products, and Tamfokim will sell, it's not fair for the other merchants, then the Israel can sell. Let's say only Israel is selling it, only Hamachon and Jews. If not, then if Hamachon goes first, then Israel and Jews can sell it. And Svarim, who sells Svarim, says Ramon? Only Jews sell Svarim, Svarim stores. Therefore, if not, it's Jewish Svarim stores can sell, we can't buy from the guy. The old Rambam, they can only go buy the new Rambams that before the Rami Patel. Why? Because even if this Kusi was in Israel, still a Hamachon goes first. The what about the Hefsid? So Chacham Sofer in Babas and that Pabez over there, going to Joshus in the Chelik Alpha Joshus, he said even for a Hefsid, the Mishnah for Ramah says that over here just the Rambam was more expensive. The Rambam was more than the other Rambam, and still he said you have an Indian to go buy from the town of Chacham over Israel. So even if the Hefsid, if you know one store is owned by Stam Adati, and you know another store is owned by Talmud Chacham, you have a chiyuv to go buy from Talmud Chacham, even if it's a Hefsid over Israel. That's also how the Mitzvah Sifah, the Chelik Beis, and the Talmud Dal, also Paskin. Even for a Hefsid, he goes first. And we're in the Kor, it's a Gemara. Where did the Gemara get it from? So the Ramah goes on further, And he said, down for more in the door of the Nafsan phase. And who says, I'm a robot, shabby, two of them, I'm a dear Nashi. First he would say, I'm a Tamachok. Why? Kamatalim, show the Tigre Beratio. I go first in line. Wisdom Rator, may David Koyden for you. That the children of David were Kohanim. I would like Adam, children of David from Shem Yehudu and Melech, or Makahanim. And who says, come teach you that it's just like a Koyden, have it in the Mikidashtai. Little Mona Yofi Mishan, the third Mishan of Baruch Rishon, who did a Tamachokim, has the same thing as a Koyden. He also has the little Mona Yofi Mishan, the third Mishan of Baruch Rishon. He says, the Ramah, therefore, since he goes first, a Koyden, who did he have a Chit to go back to Tamachokim over an Israel, as he did of Kidashtai? Because you have a Chit for him to go first. Now, Mikidashtai, that's a Chit. Hoshe is a Chit, yes, it's a Chit of a Mitzvah. His Mechor of Tamachokim is from a Koyden. The coin's a chiv, who the Tamachokim's a chiv, you have to give him cover. Therefore, for you have a chiv to go by the Tamachokim over a Yisrael. Come back over here, not a fish. What? The Rambam is made out of coin for you. That is, we have the same chiv cover to give to a coin, to give to Tamachokim as a coin.
Well,
I said, whoever goes by Tamachokim,
right,
whoever goes by a coin goes by Tamachokim, same thing. Same thing.
The lot of people that were in here 2 weeks ago can't
have two weeks ago. No, it's the Pashas, it's saying, more saying one is just like the other. What comes out from here, not only do we have a Chiyuv, we're getting to go first, over Goy. And the Mechiyah go first, the Yisrael go first, the Tamachokim go first, you have a fourth case, Koyin goes first. You have a shell, if a store is owned by Yisrael or Koyin, the Tamachokim is from a Koyin. So if a Koyin has a company, or a Koyin has a telephone company, and he has the same prices, or even a little more expensive, he sells his telephones, his time on the Choyin to go buy from a Koyin over in Yisrael. Because just like a Tamachokim, you have a Chiyah, and the Mechiyah Tamachokim is from a Koyin. That's true, these are if Yamish has a phone company, and he should advertise, I'm a coin, I go first, even on the same prices. Even more expensive, and value goes first. So we have four people again. That, again, a guy goes first, Yisrael goes over a guy, a coin over Yisrael, and a coin over Yisrael. So just, it's a goal, just we said, again, there are more. Shuba had four Yisrael, just to say, one Yisrael is a massive bull. Another Yisrael is that you can't have any safe in your house that's not matukah, that's not correct, can have, therefore you have to allow by the old tours and the new tours, or you have to buy the new tours. You're not allowed, also you have a Yisrael or a guy, you have to buy from a Yisrael over a guy. It's a mitzvah of the Chofetz Chaim, and even for the wood. And before that's why Miguel Atam, you have to go any story before you have mitzvah away from a Yisrael over a Goy. And the fourth he said is that Tamachokim goes over a Yisrael, and who do for a coin goes over Yisrael. So we see from this concept of that Moshe by Ribbis, Moshe, that Ami Benachmi, Ami Koydim. Moshe says Pshita is Pasha. Pasha. So what's so Pasha about it? And we say that if both are shoved, the Yisrael goes first. Pshita says, before, let's say you can lend to a stranger or you can lend to your brother. Same price. A party lends to your brother. Your brother goes first. That's Pasha. No one will think otherwise. This ending of Yisrael over Nachman, most of Pshita, is basically teaching you this concept that a party Yisrael, a chenim and Yisrael were brothers. They were responsible for each other. You should not give each other like your brothers. And the most thing is Pasha. A party goes. Our seat goes even further. Pasha even to lose money. To a ger, get toishim, Avadi goes first, Pshita drop the Reb Yudah, Avadi goes first. This concept we should learn, this Indian, that we should grasp this concept that Avadi is posh, you serve over a Goy. And unfortunately we don't feel this concept, but also we still, you go yourself, what's the difference, buy from him, buy from him. But we should realize, just like our brother, and just like your brother, you go by first. Especially in 9 days, the holy name was Sinas Chinim, and we weren't mark each other, appreciate each other, and respect each other. Certainly we should respect and appreciate each other, and we should deserve it to reach this madrigal that Pshita, of course, he got first, of course, no shyness.